From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Remember the song Joy to the World? No, not the Christmas Carol, but the Three Dog Night hit from 1970. So do you also remember what the singer helped Jeremiah do? The answer after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
Though Three Dog Night didn't think much of Hoyt Axton's song at first, it continues to be their biggest hit. Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said, but I helped him drink his wine, and he always had a mighty fine wine. There are lots of theories about the meaning of that song opening, but there's one I'm partial to, especially in light of an unprecedented event that just took place in Manhattan. A popular interpretation is that Axton's bullfrog represents the prophet Jeremiah, and the song represents God's desire to unite all people in happiness. Well, the owners of Inateca on the Lower East Side had accepted the fact that their restaurant was going belly up, but they couldn't stomach seeing their massive wine selection get repossessed. So they invited wine lovers to come in and consume every last drop of some mighty fine wine. For pennies on the dollar. Is it possible that the prophet Jeremiah predicted that a huge crowd of wine lovers would unite in this way? All I can say is, joy to the world. And this is David Wilson, Uncorked.